This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And a good evening to you for Wednesday, September 25th, 2013. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Glad to be here. We got lots to talk about tonight. It's a good show.
Yes, tonight we're going to be doing our metaphysical news and commentary. Before we get to that, we will welcome everyone listening to this live broadcast, as well as those listening to the archive. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly radio program, we also operate the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, a premier metaphysics university offering bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics with a number of specializations available, including spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, paranormal science, hypnosis, and several others. For more information, please visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. Now, normally we do our profession of beliefs at this point, and I'm going to try something a little bit different beginning tonight and see how it works. Instead of reading them all, I'm going to take one each week and read it and expand on it just a little bit. And if you'd like to read all nine principles of belief, they're available at mchschurch.org. The first principle of belief, number one, is as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Now, this particular principle is going to come in into significance even more so tonight, especially as we get toward the end of the show and we talk a little bit about hate groups and so forth. But these two principles, do no harm and do right, they are literally the foundation principles of MCHS Church, of the school, and it's something that we teach extensively. It's always it applies to everything we do in life. Do no harm, you know. And one could say, well, that's great by itself, do no harm. But sometimes just doing no harm is almost a passive thing. We actually need to be active, and we need to do right, do the right thing. So you can look for ways in your daily life to not only do no harm, but to do right. What's the right thing to do? You know, there's a quote, and forgive me, I can't quite recall who said it. I'll have to look this up. But the basic idea is, and then some. You know, whatever you do, do it, and then some. Well, what about doing right, you know? Do right, but and then some. Look for opportunities to do the right thing, to help folks, to lighten loads, to give an encouraging word. Those are all ways we can do right. And if we focus our energies not only on not doing any harm, but also on doing right, being active with it, it will go a long way to helping humanity to evolve and to grow.
Well, you know, speaking of humanity evolving and growing, this is our metaphysical news night. So I would like to go through a few things that we've recently posted on mchs.org and metaphysicsinstitute.org. In our, you'll see metaphysical news, click on it, and there's any number of stories that you can pull up. We try to keep up to date, folks, that's what I'm trying to say. But off the top of the news, Doug, I mean, we are an evolving species. I mean, we're doing some pretty amazing things. Well, you and I and others do our thing, but science is doing some pretty remarkable things, too.
Yeah, has been.
Whoa. Well, you know, this is just out this month. In fact, believe it or not, microscopic algae from space is evidence of alien life. Now, this is huge. Now, I can't pronounce this Chandra's last name, so you can certainly, like I say, go to our metaphysical news link and look it up and read it. But there's microscopic algae off a balloon that skimmed the stratosphere. This is a huge, huge breakthrough. So, you know, boy, we're making some pretty big strides in science. And, by the way, that is first evidence of any kind of a biology beyond Earth. So that's why it's such big news.
Hey, Vicki, I'm going to hang up and call you back because
all
you're
right.
breaking up just a little bit. Give one sec.
Okay.
Okay, and while I'm getting Vicki back on the line, I want to also remind everybody that you can read further about these stories on mchschurch.org or metaphysicsinstitute.org if you just look for the metaphysical news widget. They're all listed there. You back, Vicki?
I am so, right
okay,
here.
Okay, we'll give that a shot.
All right. Now, there's another piece of news, so much for the Big Bang Theory. There's a new one flying around the science community, and it's about black holes, that a group of theoretical physicists suppose the birth of the universe could have happened after a four-dimensional star collapsed into a black hole and ejected debris. Now, Doug and I have talked about this. We don't understand this stuff, but I guess we don't have to, like I said, we don't have to understand it necessarily to report it. It's that we are learning to understand this ourselves. So we're just sharing it with you, and there's a really good article about it.
Yeah, and it is an interesting article. And, of course, one of the questions that I have, which really is a question that even applies to the Big Bang Theory, is that, you know, if it all came from a four-dimensional star that, you know, went supernova and created a black hole in this three, you know, and then basically created this three-dimensional universe. You know, where'd all the matter come from? Where'd all the matter come from? And the same thing applies to the Big Bang Theory. You know, it's an infinitely small but infinitely massive, it's not particle, it's singularity. And, you know, and then it blew up into the, you know, exploded into the to the present universe. And of course, it expanded faster than the speed of light, which, you know, theoretically violates Einstein's law that speed of light is the fastest. But, of course, we don't know a lot of stuff. But those are just some interesting questions attached to that. I'd like to know where all the matter came from.
Well, there's some other findings. They're now talking about the universe being a saddle shape and not necessarily what we view it to be. But I think, you know, there's another story. It's from the NBC News Science page. If anybody's interested, you can go find that link too. I don't understand this notion at all, but that there are flat universe in straight lines in a saddle-shaped universe. So, I mean, they take it a step further and a step further and coming up with, you know, quite a number of theories. But it's very exciting, I think. I think it's really interesting.
And related to that saddle-shaped universe, there's actually a episode of Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman that it talks about the universe being in the shape of a dodecahedron, I believe they call it. It's like a soccer ball
yeah.
shape. And that was very fascinating. You know, there's a lot of speculation about dark matter, dark energy. There's also speculation about adjacent universes, which account for some of the pull of the expanding universe, because not only is the universe expanding, it's speeding up and expanding. So it's like it's all drawn to a certain, you know, I mean, it's drawn universally omnidirectional. But in that episode with Morgan Freeman, they talked about how there's a part of it that's being drawn to one portion of the universe, and they theorized that perhaps there's an adjacent universe that's providing some gravitational pull. Interesting stuff.
It is fascinating, but keeping on the science line, this is just out also, and a published paper in the Nature magazine, is that scientists have managed to coax photons into binding together to form molecules. Now, prior to now, this has just been a theory. And the interesting thing is that they start to take on their own behavior. And I'm just going to quote this. Most of the properties of light we know about originate from the fact that photons are massless and that they do not interact with each other. What we have done is create a special type of medium in which photons interact with each other so strongly that they begin to act as though they have mass, and they bind together to form molecules. Now, this is revolutionary in science, Doug.
And that same article goes on to say, liken it to the lightsaber as depicted in Star Wars episodes, where you've got, you know, light that actually has substance to it. mass to it, you know, because otherwise light wouldn't. It's no different than a, you know, laser beam or just a flashlight. And so interesting stuff, you know, what it means and what can be done with it. Well, they're talking about quantum computing where light can be used to form the ones and zeros, you know, optical circuits and so forth. So, again, it's been the last, 10, 20, 30 years has been amazing in scientific discoveries.
Well, if we move on to some more, you know, more mainstream, I think that's interesting. In geology, anthropology, there's a lot of research going on there too. But this is fascinating. There's just a new pyramid discovered. It's underwater. And it's just off Portugal, I believe, is what it says here. And there's talk about this having some connection to Atlantis. Now, it's hard to know, but they are dating this particular period to, you know, way back, many, many, many hundreds of years. So it's a fascinating article. And again, underwater, we haven't even begun to explore the oceans yet.
And it's a pretty massive one, too. It's, I think they said 30 meters, which is, about 90 feet tall. So 9 stories, approximately, tall.
Yeah, and 1,000 feet across or something?
It was, it's significant. I mean, it's a pretty big pyramid. So hopefully, in that article, they didn't really show any pictures of it, because I don't think they've been down there yet. And I forget how deep it is. It's not all that deep, submerged. So hopefully, they'll get some pictures of it, and we'll be able to see that.
Well, you know, just fun stuff. Here's something just fun in the news, because we do have to lighten up once in a while. The world's oldest cosmetic cream found in London. Hey, I'm not kidding. This is 2,000-year-old cream. And they figure that it actually lasted this long because it was, made out of animal fats. And in particular, I think they talked about donkeys and such. But apparently it's quite pungent smelling. And they're doing tests on it right now. As a matter of fact, here it says it's likely for the cream to contain animal fats, as Romans used to use donkey's milk for skin treatment. So that's fascinating, too. I find this really interesting that something can, you know, last 2,000 years and they can still do all these tests on it. It's fascinating.
It is. Who'd have thunk?
I know. Well, you know, it's not a great bridge into, you know, our next top stories, Doug, because, you know, off the top we're talking about do no harm, do right. And there's a lot of stuff going around out there. Here's one. Humanity has a 50% chance of surviving until the end of the century. I love that story. You know, if we aren't going to screw ourselves up socially, it'll be by science or religion or, you know. And, you know, I do have to believe, though, there is some side of humanity that's just kind of losing its mind, I think. But this story, the one I'm talking about in particular, is Richard Dawkins. And, you know, he was, of course, interviewed with it's on the Raw Story. I think we have that link up as well.
I don't know if we if I put that one up. So
yeah, he was on the Daily Show, and he said the greatest threat to the human race as a species comes from the possibility of powerful technologies certainly falling into the wrong hands. And hey, he's promoting a book.
So. Yeah, well, his point was that technology, so, you know, what's going to do us in, religion or science? And he says basically both. His fear is both, because, advanced technology like nuclear weapons and things like that will fall into the hands of religious fanatics who will then use them because they want to die. That's their deal. They, you know, they want to go to paradise, to heaven, because that's their goal. So, that was the gist of that interview on The Daily Show. And if you're in the U.S., you can look up The Daily Show videos with Jon Stewart and Richard Dawkins.
Well, you know, this was just announced. We've had discussions on how much hate mongering there is going on out there in the world and before. And it's sometimes I just shake my head at some of the things that are going on. The Catholic U.S. military chaplains have banned presiding over funerals of gay married soldiers. I mean, really? You know, I guess they don't have to listen to the Pope's, you know, kind of newly liberated thinking on this, on these matters. It's just, well, you know, and there's another story that this was just put out. And this is why we have to really watch the news and really scrutinize, use some critical thinking, and understand where it all comes from, everybody. A Nigerian student uses science to prove gay marriage is wrong. And apparently he used a whole bunch of magnets and decided it's unnatural to have gay marriage. Now, in Nigeria and many, many countries throughout the world, everyone, homosexuality is illegal, banned, and some of the things that happen are pretty atrocious. And so when I read this story, I went, are you kidding me? You know, it's that palm in the face little icon that I'd love to be able to post right now. But it's, we got to watch. He puts together a study. The government pats him on the back, gives him an award, and says how wonderful he is because it supports the politics of the day. And it's yeah, just wrong.
Well, his illustration is absurd. It's... And we don't have, I didn't put a link to that story in Metaphysical News either. So if you still have that link, you can put it in the chat or we can give him some clues to go look it up. But basically he's saying because the North and South Pole of two magnets repel each other, that is proof that gay marriage is wrong. You know, it has to be, you know, North and South Poles that attract each other, whereas the same poles repel each other. That's his logic. Or gay marriage being wrong, and it's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
Well, and I think scientists have actually studied about 1,000 different animal species, and thus far, over half of them are all have some kind of homosexuality in every species. I mean, it is a natural phenomenon, even though certain people think it's an anomaly. You know, Doug, I used to raise birds, and I had a pair of lesbian geese. And I tell you, they were I make light of it because, you know, a lot of my clientele is from all kinds of backgrounds and, you know, preferences and everything. And I just used to have fun with that. Say, hey, I don't care. You know, it's in nature. It's in everywhere. I get two, you know, lesbian geese out back to prove it. You know, it's like this kind of stuff with magnets. Are you kidding me? This is just taking science just a little bit too weird. Speaking of science, who's that Scott? What's his face? Puts me over that edge. We were talking earlier about Scott who?
Oh, Scott Lively.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a piece of work.
Let's talk about hate groups. You know, in the light of do no harm, do right. Obviously, there's a big contradiction there. You know, hate groups. Think about hate. How do people hate? Well, there's a lot of ways. Racism is hate. Bigotry is hate. And when people really go out on a limb or make it their job to speak out against minorities or other races, other ethnicities, lifestyles. It's not limited to just gays, lesbians, ethnicities. It could be anything that they disagree with, you know. And so when it gets to the point where it's a hate group is when people are vigorously promoting hate or disagreement with a particular group. And I'm going to pause just for a moment. Some are saying no more sound in the chat room. I don't know. I'm just going to pause for a moment. Others are saying they're good.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on, but apparently it's, I don't know, BTR. I don't know. Anyway, continuing on. So here's this American editor, author, and activist, and I even hate to bring him up to even give him any more attention on this show. His name's Scott Lively. He's a big-time anti-gay protester. He's the president of Abiding Truth Ministries, a conservative Christian organization located in California. He also has, he's done a lot of work. He's gone to other countries. Uganda is one in particular, and his activism in Uganda in March of 2009, he got a bunch of stuff going on, and now there are, and I don't know if it's over with or not, I haven't gone that far, but in, when was it, a year or so ago, a group brought charges against him for crimes against humanity because of what resulted in Uganda. You know, there were homosexuals who were killed, and he just kind of stirred up the pot, and he's, even the news lately is he's taking credit for Russian President Putin, you know, out banning, gay propaganda, things like that. This guy runs a hate group. And if you really want to see how stupid he is, do a search for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart with Scott Lively. It's hilarious. It just shows how ridiculous this guy is. And what he does is he preaches hate. And as is brought out in that interview from the Daily Show, you know, those who protest so the loudest, you have to wonder if they're not closet. You know, they're, you know, do they have these things so they're trying to fight against it? And that happens so many times with religious people. And this is an area that is so important to bring out, especially as it has to do with religion, that it's very, very easy for these religious groups, especially the fundamentalist religious groups, to turn into hate groups. And in fact, religion in general has been pretty much a hate group for all these centuries. They've hated something. They've fought something or another. They are the result or the cause of most of the bloodshed and the wars over these centuries and millennia. It's these religious beliefs. And so this guy, Scott Lively, somebody needs to continue to speak against him and others like him who would hate gays, lesbians, who would speak out. And this goes for anyone who talks, you know, against ethnicities, racism. The fact is, and you can't dispute this, we are all human beings. We all have a right to be here, no more, no less than anyone else. And just because somebody has a religious belief that homosexuality is wrong, it means nothing. The Bible is not an original work. The Bible is screwed up. The Apostle Paul, in my opinion, was a closet gay anyway, and he was a misogynist. He hated women. The guy was messed up, and he just was. I mean, come on, let's just face the truth. Plus, if you go back into the Old Testament, the God of the Old Testament was messed up. Way too human qualities, you know. You know, a serial killer. I mean, there's so much hate in the Bible. And these religionists use that. And it's not limited to Christianity. It's Islam. It's any other religion that uses their sacred writings to hate others. This has got to stop, folks. If you are part of that by some chance listening to the show, and you're probably not, but if you are, stop the hate. Stop it. People have a right to live. Just because you don't agree with their lifestyle means nothing. It is not up to you. It doesn't matter whether you agree. It doesn't matter whether I agree. The only thing that matters is do no harm. And gays and lesbians, they're no different than what I hate the term, but straight people, heterosexuals, they're no different. They're just, you know, they're people. They want to get married. They want to have a happy life. It's fine. It makes no difference whether I agree with it or not. And I don't disagree with it. I mean, there was the day back in my Christian days when, yeah, it was wrong because the Bible said so. Well, I got my eyes opened. It's that old stuff is just crap. And it's fine. Go about your business. Mind your own business. It doesn't matter whether somebody's black, yellow, red, white, green, blue, purple. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You know, these people have too much time on their hands because they spend their time lashing out against ethnicities and gays. I mean, just like the Miss America, was it Miss America or Miss Universe? Miss America, you know, she's of Indian descent. And the tweets were terrible. And, you know, and of course, not even talking about Obama. You know, they hate him because of their skin color, their heritage. It's wrong. Don't be part of that hate. Do no harm, do right.
What an extreme for us to say we're all starstruck stuff. We're all made of stuff out of the universe. To another extreme of, well, except for you, you're not made out of star stuff. You know? I mean, it's just one extreme to the other. I mean, these, it's like human beings are human beings are human beings, but some people don't seem to think so. And it's, I don't know if the intent is to make everybody act the same way, be the same way, but that's not going to happen. I mean, if you're born a particular way, you can't make somebody, you can't make me into something else.
Right.
In other words, and you can't make those people into whatever other ideology, you know, ideology you have. Just human beings. You know, a species is a species is a species. And I don't know why people have to dissect it to make themselves right, better. I think it's all hinged on fear, Doug. I really do.
It was all based on fear. Just like this Scott Lively, who could very well have gay tendencies himself, which is no problem, but he's fighting them because of his own stupid religious beliefs. And I'm very direct with this, folks. I will make no bones. He wants to speak out against gays. I speak out against stupid religion that does stupid things, that has stupid beliefs, that does harm. You want to believe in God, that's your business. I don't care. I'm not going to try to change you. There's, of course, a better way, but that's only if you're ready to speak. But it's not my job to make you not believe in God. It's my job to be a positive force, at least a guiding force, at least a balanced force, so that people can look at it and say, gee, yeah, he said something that made me think, you know. So, anyway,
you know, we're running out of time, but I, you know, I really want to end this night on a wonderful story. You know, just this is a story that went viral. Somebody saw a woman steal $20 that a blind guy dropped and put it in her pocket and walked away. So the fellow who worked at the Dairy Queen went over and gave the blind guy $20 from out of his own pocket. I mean, how wonderful is that? You know, there's somebody doing wrong, but somebody correct that to do right. I mean, it's very exciting.
And he called the woman who picked up that 20 and said it was hers. So,
but doing something good, and that's doing the right thing, not just doing a good thing, but it's also stepping up to do the right thing.
Yep.
And like you say, holding to it. So there's good people in the world. There are good people. We're all good people. But we have to challenge those who are not good. And we have to do it in as best a way we can by speaking up.
Yes. So, you know, remember the gist of this. You know, do no harm, do right. Look for opportunities to do and then some in the do right department, you know. Mind your own business. Don't give unsolicited advice. Don't hurt people. Give them an encouraging word. You know, be that solution to the problems that you want to see, to paraphrase a Gandhi statement. You know, be the change that you want to see in the world. Those are all good thoughts, and we have to get people doing this so that it spreads, so that, you know, the world evolves, that we don't have to worry about killing ourselves, you know, that as these generations pass, the new generations understand that it's good and fine to be tolerant and to accept other people. So,
well, to coin a Doug Kelly, is the universe is propelled by our energy.
Thanks, folks. Good night. We're out of time. Have a great week. See you next week.